This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As state lawmakers grapple with a $1.6 billion shortfall in the next budget, the House Appropriations Committee has asked budget analysts to investigate each department's fiscal ups and downs over the Jindal administration years. Legislative budget analyst Chris Keaton says overall state revenues have dropped much less than the shortfall would indicate.
Total state general fund that we had available to spend went from $9.3 billion in 06-07 to $9 billion in 15-16.
In the case of the Department of Health and Hospitals, their state funding has actually gone up $1.6 billion.
You might ask, how could we have increased DHH's budget by $1.6 billion when the total state general funding actually went down by $285 million?
Keaton says this isn't the federal funding match, it's purely state revenue.
That's largely had to come from other areas of state government. And one of the biggest areas was higher education. It took a $790 million reduction over the last 8 years.
Lake Charles Representative Brett Guyman wasn't sure he'd heard correctly.
Shifting money from higher ed, can someone explain what that meant?
Keaton restated his findings.
Over $790 million that we took from higher education, and now DHH's budget is increased by that. So basically, we reprioritized where we were spending our general fund.
Guyman said that sounds a lot like Robin Hood.
So in other words, we took higher education money, moved it to DHH, and then increased fees to replace the money back in higher ed. Is that sort of the circle?
You could say that.
I did.
Healthcare and higher education are the two unprotected areas of the budget, and therefore they've been battling each other for shrinking state dollars. So far, it seems, healthcare has come out on top. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.